Hey guys, welcome back to this Watson chat room. I'm Sean. I'm joined here by my siblings, Craig and Louise.
Every week we upload an episode where we discuss either a movie or a TV programme, and we also take time to answer listener questions and catch up on our weeks.
Movies, question, catch up. Swanson chat room. Hey guys, welcome back. Today we're doing my episode, which is the Black Mirror episode Nosedive. But Louise, would you like to update us on our socials first?
Yeah, so on Instagram we've done some polls. So if you want to get involved, just head over to our Instagram at swanson_chatroom. You can answer them. So the first one was, do you enjoy futuristic acts? Do you enjoy the futuristic aspect of Black Mirror on Netflix? What do you guys think?
I'm going to say most people said yeah.
I would say most people said that they did like it. That's kind of like, that's the angle that most people enjoy about Black Mirror most of the time.
Yeah.
Most of them are set in the future.
91% said yeah and 9% said no. Dun, dun, dun.
That's quite a big majority. I like it. Everyone's in the same boat almost.
Yeah, almost. Another one was, have you ever seen Fight Club? Which is obviously the episode we did last week.
Last week?
Do you think that a lot of people have seen it or a lot of people wouldn't have seen it?
I think it's a really popular film, so I would say...
From our viewers, I say yeah.
Yeah, so 67% had seen it and 33% had not.
Yes, yeah, so it's one of those like ones everyone talks about. It's
yeah. Kind
of, people do reference it in real life as well.
Really?
Sometimes people say, don't talk about Fight Club or whatever. Every time someone mentions it, someone goes, hey, you can't talk about that.
Sneaky.
Little joke, little bit of patter.
Banter. Which do you prefer, comedy or horror?
Comedy, what? Surely won that.
I'm definitely a horror boy myself, but I would say probably like comedy better.
Yeah, I am horror.
I'd prefer comedy over horror, I'd say.
But yeah, comedy won 62%. And horror was at 38.
Disappointed, very disappointed.
Honestly, sometimes, man.
Sometimes just want those cheap laughs, eh?
Some people, eh?
Yeah, fair. So, also, I asked what is people's favourite part of segment of our podcast, and the most popular one was...
We'll say catch-up.
Yes, I. Well...
Yes, I.
False.
Well,
What things do people say?
Well, two people said the catch-up, then someone said that they love the catch-up and they also just love us chatting about the film. So kind of basically the whole thing. And then someone said Craig doing the socials.
Who said that? Sean.
Highlight of the week.
Highlight of your whole week is me trying to see the social media stuff.
To be fair, you are much better at it now.
Yeah.
It was fun. It was kind of a joke before that you couldn't do it, but now you've pretty much got it.
No, but then it got, because I got it right for a couple of weeks and you stopped asking me. So
then last week you mucked. Last week you were so confident and then you just mucked up still. I was like, oh, nice.
What the socials are, it's Craigie's pod. No, but I think probably my favorite segment to actually record to do with you guys is probably the question, but I like hearing what you have to say.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a funny little bit.
Mine is the questions as well.
Yeah, so it's just random.
Yeah, obviously I do like watching the films as well.
Yeah.
Obviously, yeah. Can it go without saying, but that's why we're doing it.
Obviously, mate.
Obviously. You got any more questions, or is that the polls done?
Well, there was one asked what's everyone's favorite trilogy, and two people said Lord of the Rings, so that's a pretty popular one.
Beautiful, very good.
And someone said Hunger Games.
Hunger Games
it
is good.
Three books,
but it's also four.
Oh, well.
And also, like, the first two are quite good, but then the second two are not so good.
I can't really remember all of them.
That's my hot take. My not so hot take. I like Back to the Future.
Yeah. Can he beat it?
I've had this discussion many times. Dark Knight Trilogy.
Yeah. Dark Knight Trilogy is really good.
Yeah. There's like three Monty Python films that I think are...
Holy Grail.
Not trilogy, per se.
Life of Brian, and the one that's just skipped. I can't remember what it's called, though.
I can't remember what it's called either, but... It's something... Then for something completely different.
The Monty Python films, even now, maybe like the 70s, these, they're like 70s. So they're funny, really though.
Yeah. They're just so ridiculous.
Yeah.
I like the Cornetto trilogy, obviously, as well.
Classic.
That's Shaun of the Dead, Hot Fuzz, World's End.
To be honest... I don't like World's End that much, if it was okay, but...
It's still good. It's like, it's not as good as other two, but it's still good.
Yeah.
What do you say is your favourite trilogy, Louise?
Probably, Jurassic Park.
Jurassic Park? Have you seen all the Jurassic Parks?
I think so.
There's five of them as well.
There's just, you can't beat them, honestly.
The first one's really good. The first one's really good.
Yeah.
Is it welcome? Jurassic Park.
Where are we going? There. Na, 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 na,
na. I'm sure like, you've probably seen it before, where it's like the six of them playing that song on the recorder.
Yeah, I've seen
it. But it's like, and it voices it over, puts it over the actual cliff, and it's like. It's so clunky and funny.
Oh, man.
And like the T-Rex, it seems like the T-Rex fighting at the end.
Yeah.
Like, where they like, you just walk around, boom, 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 and the water is shaking. That's like so iconic.
Is
or
it
the bit where.
Is the first one the second one? The Raptors. Ones. Yeah, the
first
Raptors.
The first one, yeah. And the cafeteria. That was so good. Yeah.
Is it the first one not the bit with the car as well? The two kids are trapped in the car.
Yeah. The first one has all the best moments in it. No one remembers anything from the other ones. Yeah. The second one has the bit where, like, he's like a two part trailer, and one of the halves of the trailer falls off a cliff, and you have to, like, climb up it.
Yeah.
There's a T Rex trying to push them off.
But the first, after the first definitely after the best.
Yeah, after the first one, like, the T-Rex becomes like a good guy and keeps like saving them for no reason.
How can the T-Rex be a good guy? How can it be any guy? You know what I mean? It's not really anything, it's just an animal. Well, not an animal, a dinosaur.
No, but I would be keen to do a bit of Jurassic Park. Very good.
Yeah, but what are they
third on? One, it's the third one, not absolute. Really bad though. I think the first two are okay. The first one's really good. The second one's okay.
The worst Jurassic film is definitely the second Jurassic World.
The new ones.
The newest one. It's really bad. They have like a whole plot line about how it's like, is it okay to kill this girl because she's a clone? Like, she's not a real person. Like, should we just kill this little girl? Like, obviously, no, we shouldn't kill this little girl just because she's a clone.
Just kill her for no reason. Just share the faith.
Is it, well, she's a front to God.
Oh, no.
Like, who's arguing that? It's very funny. And then, so we'll just move on to the segment, move on to our main segment, I think.
Yep.
Yeah, sorry guys, kind of got a wee bit off pace there. Right, well, yes, go on, Brit. So, Black Mirror episode, guys. Have you guys seen it before?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I've never. So, we're just going to start, and I've got some notes here. Do you want me just to blast through it?
It's worth mentioning as well, like, this is the first episode that after Netflix took over.
Yeah.
Like, up to this point, there had been seven, and then, like, without any warning, really, they just dropped six more on Netflix after they acquired the rights.
Ooh.
And obviously, they're produced. This is the first one that has no British people in it whatsoever. Well, no British accents. There's British people, but they're all doing American accents.
Oh,
and
right.
It's weird. It's longer. The episode's longer, and it's an hour.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I feel like that. It's got its positives and negatives.
I feel like I enjoyed it better at 40 minutes, to be honest. But
yeah. So yeah. I think it's tighter. It's like a storytelling technique or something. It's like, if you write your story and it's perfect, then take out 20% and it'll be incredible.
Oh.
Like, if you like write a story and you think, like, I can't make this any better, and then your editor forces you to take out 20%, it'll become like so refined and like so efficient in its storytelling.
Yeah.
Like, and I feel like an hour is too long.
Yeah.
Your eye starts to drift.
Yeah.
Like, I had to pause 20.
Americans.
But yeah, sorry, like, I paused it. I had to pause halfway through just to break up the pace of it a bit. I feel like it does kind of... It does almost feel like two different...
Things.
Like, two halves of a...
Well, we can talk about more at the end, I suppose.
Yeah. We can just jump right into the chronology of it. Let's do it.
So, the episode opens up with, like, the view of a street, and then a woman starts, like, jogging from, like, the back towards the camera. but she's on her phone while she's running. Like, she's completely focused on her phone. And she's just, throughout her whole run, watch her run, she's just on her phone. Like, if someone says hi, she looks and says hi, but stays on her phone. And then you look at see what she's doing on her phone, and she's, like, just scrolling through social media, rating everything.
Rating people five. She's rating, like, everyone 5 stars.
Yeah. Without even seeing them random.
Yeah. But to be fair, like, quite a lot, like, for the first 30 or 40 seconds, we don't see anything of what she's actually doing. She's just on her phone, and everyone's on their phone.
Yeah, you can just hear them getting notifications, but you don't know what it is.
Yeah. So, dink, donk, dink, donk.
Yeah.
And then the main woman, Bryce Dallas Howard, who's actually in Jurassic World, we were talking about before, she's like the main girl.
Yeah.
She's the main woman. It's a bit demeaning to call them girls.
The main woman.
But she's like, she is one of the main characters. She's one of the two main leads. And then she put on like some weight to play this character. Not that she's even like big or anything, but she not put really. On a bit of weight to like, because it comes into it later on when they talk about like her self-image and stuff, but we'll get into that in a minute.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But like, it's weird because like she doesn't even look big at all, but she put on weight deliberately for this role. She's the daughter of a really famous director.
Oh.
Ron Howard, I don't know if you've ever heard of.
Yeah.
No.
And Ron Howard, American filmmaker.
And it cuts to her in her bathroom doing faces and laughing into the mirror. And then she is like pretty insane. And then she's like trying to act, she's trying to like, show herself, like, teach herself to be nice and put on a nice face.
But it's like she's looking at stuff through her eye.
Yeah.
Because it zooms into her eyes and there's like a screen. And it's like, then you see like the different ratings.
Yeah.
And stuff.
It's just all pretty mad. Then she goes to...
Yeah, we see that she's like a 4.3 or something, a 4.2 or something.
Yeah.
Pretty decent score out of 5.
And then she goes out of the bathroom and walks to her room. And there's a guy in another room and he's playing with like a virtual reality games console. Mm-hmm. And then... Yeah. She gets his attention and like she's saying that, like there's people kind of view the house, so it shows that they're trying to sell the house, and you find out that those two are actually brother and sister living together.
Do you find that out there?
Yeah, in that scene, yeah. Like, yeah, she like she similar. Says like he says like, oh, sorry about my sister. A bit of like, it's very clunky kind of dialogue to like, establish that they're brother and sister.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry about my sister.
And then you're like, whoa.
And then, oh, cool. Wow, you guys are siblings.
Yeah.
That's what I always say about you guys. Oh, sorry about my brother and sister, Craig and Louise. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, don't you just... Oh, God. I'm so lucky to have such brother and sister. Oh, my God. My parents. Oh, God. Yeah. You guys were established as my family. Oh.
Clearly.
Oh, God. And then she goes... Just go to work after that. Yeah, she's like, people love you in the house. Get up. Get out. Get ready. And she leaves.
Yeah.
And then
when she smacks the guy, he's playing like a VR game, she smacks like, a pillow in his hand and he's got he says, oh, I was holding a bomb.
Aww.
And he hears friends go like, oh man.
Crazy
it's
kid. Quite
funny. Crazy kid.
She goes to work and
she goes to like a cafe.
Yeah, cafe first.
And that's when she's seen like everyone's ratings, and then she's, like, rating all them.
Everyone's rating each other. Yeah, now I'm rating her. And she'll be so nice to everyone since it gets really good ratings. And then she sits down with her little biscuit and coffee. And then she eats, like, half the biscuit and then spits it back out and places it beside the cup.
She doesn't spit it out. She, like, eats half the biscuit, takes a bite of it, and then puts the rest of it down. She doesn't, like, spit it back out.
She does
spit out.
Does she really?
She puts it in her hand, yeah.
Yeah, spits Oops. It back out.
That's no. gross.
But that's probably linking back to her... Like, wait again.
Yeah.
She spits back
out mistake, you're right.
To make the perfect full. She's like, half eating biscuit.
And she like, laughs at it when she takes it out. It's like, it just sounds weird.
Yeah. Yeah, she does that quite a lot. Weird.
She only cares about her rating. That's what I wrote.
Yeah. She takes a picture of the thing. She's like, oh, so blessed, whatever, to have this. And then she takes a sip of the coffee and she's like, ugh.
Yeah, she doesn't even like it.
And then,
she sees all the ratings coming in.
Yeah.
And then she goes to work.
Mm-hmm.
And then she goes in the elevator with this woman and, like, she can use, like, the thing in her eye to, like, scroll through, like, social media and she can see stuff about the Women's Day to have stuff to talk about.
Yeah, no, because they know each other, but they can't really remember much about each other.
And then the woman's doing it too. She's doing it so they can talk to each other.
Yeah. That would be kind of helpful, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like it takes like it's like if you don't have to actually remember anything about anyone, like it just kind of takes all the intimacy out of any conversation.
Yeah, that's very true.
And then when she leaves the elevator, she gives that woman a five-star rating, but she only gives her a 4-star rating.
Yeah.
Yeah, which puts her average down a little bit.
And she gets like pretty paranoid straight away. Mm-hmm. So it's like freaking out a wee bit.
Yeah, the woman's talking about how she's got a job on the top floor. She's like, well, as long as you're happy on your little job on the whatever floor, yeah. The 7th floor.
That's
only passive aggressive and weird.
You really should swing for her.
Yeah, that's when you give her a right hook. Great hook.
Probably.
People work really hard to push their rating. And then they're talking about how a guy in the works got really, really low rating and he's trying to be really nice to everyone.
Yeah, he brings a smoothie.
Yeah, smoothies to everyone. And then the guy is like, he keeps getting really bad ratings because he had like a breakup in the office or something.
Yeah, and everyone signed up with his partner.
Yeah, exactly. And then the guy at work was like, yeah, because you know what happens if you get to a 2.5. So something obviously bad happens, you get to a 2.5.
Get let inside. But
that's not yet. That's too late now.
No, but just before that, she's looking through Naomi's profile because Naomi had only given her a 4-star. Yeah. And everyone else had been giving her 5 stars, so she was like, what the heck? But at this point, you don't know that she actually knows Naomi.
Yeah, it looks like she's just looking through someone who's, like, not famous, but like an influencer almost.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the photos, like, don't seem... She was like, why are people giving her, like it's all 5 stars? She's like, oh, here's me having some olives.
Yeah. Five star, my cat.
Here's me talking to my boyfriend. 5-star.
Yeah. Calm down, everybody.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy stuff.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy stuff. I like how they're talking about how the guy has so they established that like there's kind of like a people do take these ratings seriously because that guy's got quite a low rating.
He's really and, like, the life on.
And he seems so scared, like he's gonna get even lower. He's trying to like suck up to everyone to get put up a bit.
And then
she's like, oh, poor whatever his name is. And she's like, oh, he's like, oh, no, we're not signing with him. We're signing with the other partner. And she's like, oh, okay, of course.
And then she leaves to go view the house because she wants to get a new house. And it's cool when she goes in, they show like a hologram to show like, it's like a hologram of her to show what it'd be like if she lived there.
Uh-huh. It made her like literally want it so much.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like the virtual husband, whatever.
Yeah.
Because she's lonely or whatever. She's not got fulfillment.
Yeah. But it's so expensive.
Yeah, it's really expensive. But the woman was saying that you can be part of this program if you have like a really high rating. So people with really high ratings get like benefits in life.
You have to be at 4.5.
Yeah, she'll get a 20% discount on the house if she gets that 4.5.
Yeah. So she's really close to that point, so it is doable.
Yeah.
She wants to see this consultancy, whoever app they're using to like run it all, they go and see the app
and they help
head kind of office
tell you like, how to like boost your rating.
Yeah,
it's like, oh, like in 18 months you will be up 4.5. she's like, no, but I need it now though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the guy was like, you have to get good ratings from high rated people because you get more velocity.
Yeah. The scores are rated, they're weighted, sorry. So if you're popular yourself, your ratings are then weighed as more important by the algorithm.
Yeah.
Yes, so then she keeps like rating Naomi 5 stars, rating high people 5 stars, and uploading more fancy posts and stuff.
Yeah, and then she goes to work again in the elevator with that person. Tries to be really, really nice to that woman again in the elevator, like give her some food and that. And then
it seems like she recognizes it as like an empty gesture.
Yeah. That's what I mean. When she leaves, she gets a low rating from her, a really low rating, because she was just trying too hard.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so then she goes to her computer and she uploads a picture of her little toy, Mr. Rags.
Yeah.
Yeah, in that thing before, the guy had talked about how, like, people who are like a high ratings can smell when you're being fake, so you can't fake it, you'd have to be genuine. She was like, oh, okay, I'll be genuine then, I'll upload this Mr. Rags, which is like, it's a bit vulnerable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And finally, Naomi rates her 5 stars.
Nervously, yeah. And then Naomi rates her and she's so happy. Mm-hmm. And then she gets a phone call from her.
Yeah, later that night.
Yeah, later that night. And she's saying that she's engaged. And that she wants to invite her to a wedding to be her maid of honour because they were like best friends growing up.
Yeah, yeah. The implication you get is that they haven't spoken in a long time.
Yeah, and definitely. Like the main character's like completely changes when she's talking to her.
Like, once again, and her brother's like, "What are you doing?"
Yeah, because when they're in the house, she acts like quite normal, and then once she goes on the phone call, she goes like acting all like that again.
All like positive and like as if everything's perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah, so Naomi's like everyone, all the guests at the wedding are going to be 4.5 and above, so. She's just thinking about her score. Yeah, she's like, that'll be me. I'll be able to get it up. So let's do this thing.
Yeah, so she can impress this room full of high-rated people with a good presentation, like a good speech.
Yeah.
So they'll rate her 5, and then she'll be like up in the top tier.
Yeah. Which so then, sounds like a logical plan, to be fair.
But the brothers more are saying it's like, it's all just fake. Like they're all just fake. None of them are actual mean it. They're all just pretending to be so nice that they get higher ratings. She's like, it doesn't matter. And she puts the deposit on the house that she wants because she thinks she'll get a high enough rating.
Yeah, we never found out like what actually happened with that. But anyway.
Yeah. And then it cuts to her, practice her speech. But the brother seems quite adamant for doesn't really want her to do it that much.
He's just like, you're so like, he called her, what did he call her, like a sociopath, like so fake.
Yeah, cause he's like crying, he's like, is it here too much?
Yeah, like she should just turn it on and off whenever she wants to.
Yeah, it's all an act.
Yeah,
she gets like quite angry and like leaves, but just before she leaves she like makes fun of him for having such a low rating.
Yeah,
and she like, we don't see what rating they gave each other, but she gives him a low rating and he gives her a really low rating.
Yeah. And that makes her really sad,
and then she walks out and walks into someone
and gets another one.
And then the
woman who she walks into is the highest rated person we see in the whole thing. She's like a 4.85.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jeez, and she was a bit rude.
She was. But it's like a spiral. That's what it's called, nosedive, because it's a slow descent. Like a fast descent, sorry, a crashing descent into like a, is it into madness. Into madness.
Yeah, because
then she was in the taxi.
Taxi driver.
Yeah, but then she phones the bride away, make sure it's all good. And then, because she's putting on that fake voice again, the taxi driver's a really low rating.
And because she was late, like, he had to keep beeping the horn to get her to come.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, like, and because she was like, thank you so much, and gave him a 5-star, like, for no reason. Because he's, like, he, like, recognised that that's so fake, so he was like, nah.
Yeah. And then she goes into the airport, and find to fly to go to the wedding, and she finds out that her flight's been cancelled. And then there is another flight, but her rating's too low because she's got all those low ratings. It's too low, so she can't get another flight. She's just is low enough. And then this makes her, like, she starts to panic, and she swears at the person, and this makes her rating go way down because everyone around her starts rating her 1.
Yeah, because she didn't even realise she had a low rating until the lady was like, yeah, you can't, you don't qualify to get on the plane.
Yeah, but I am a 4.2. Yeah. No, you're not.
No, you're not.
And then
the woman who's behind the counter, she is a returning actress. She returns in season 4 to play a part in the USS Callister episode, season 4, episode 1.
Yeah, I remember.
She's quite creepy.
She's actually English, which she puts an American accent on.
Ooh, right.
But then she calls security, the woman working there, and this guard comes and he's like, right, I'm going to dock your rating by one whole rating for a day.
And then, because he's so positive.
Yeah, and it's like, your low ratings are going to get doubled, for like a penalty, for a while.
Yeah, double damage, he said.
What does that mean?
Like, so someone goes bad, it'll be double as bad.
Oh.
Yeah. She's done something bad, so it's only going to get worse unless she behaves herself.
Jeez. Yeah.
So and now then, she's on like a 3.1 or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And because of her low rating, she's forced to go get a car. But then, because her rating's so low, she can only get like a really old car. That's like a car in Spanish.
Yeah.
It's Latvian or something. I've looked it up after. It's But it's just like she doesn't understand what it means, and she absolutely puts on like a sitcom at one point. She's like, "What's happening?"
And then she gets a call from the bride, and she asks, or the bride to be, and she like explained what's happened, and the bride suggests like just getting a replacement instead, but the main woman insists that she'll be there. insistent she'll make it. And then as the she's just driving along, practicing her speech and that, and she the battery on the car is now low. So she goes to a charging station to recharge it, but the car's so old, they need an adapter to fit the charging ports.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
which they can't get.
Just ask strangers, but no one has it.
The guy's watching some inappropriate stuff on his phone.
Yeah, exactly. Clearly he doesn't actually enjoy his job.
Doesn't care at all.
So and then he gave her a low rating, and she was like, two? And then she was like, I mean, a two?
And he was like, yeah, it wasn't a meaningful interaction.
Yeah, she's like, okay.
Which so I think is great. Like, that's a good way to do it, though.
Yeah.
So then she just has to sit and rethink, and then she gets up and starts walking down the motorway and trying to hitchhike. And everyone's ignoring her because her rating's so low.
Mm-hmm.
And the one-star rating her because she's hitchhiking. So she eventually gets down to a 2.8, and then eventually so a woman stops her truck, but she's only, and then the main girl checks her rating, she's only a 1.2. And she's hesitant to go in, but eventually she does.
And we're like, oh my god, how is this woman so low?
Yeah. Then when they drive the truck, the woman explained to us that I used to be a 4.6, but then her husband got cancer, but he missed out on treatment because his rating was too low.
He was a 4.3, and someone with a 4.4 got given his bed.
Yeah, and he died because of that.
So imagine that was actually real.
Yeah.
Well, we'll talk about it at the end, but...
Yeah. And then the woman was like, alright, I don't care anymore then. And she said whatever she wanted. She said it's like the best thing she's ever done. And then the main explained, I was like, that's okay for you because you got something for yourself and then you lost it, but I haven't even got something for myself yet.
Yeah.
And the woman's like, what are you looking for? And she doesn't, the main woman doesn't really know. She's just like, something.
Yeah.
Not there yet, but something.
And we're one day she'll make it, but yeah.
Yeah. And then eventually...
Yeah, something to feel like she's not looking over her shoulder all the time.
Exactly. Yeah.
Constantly afraid. And then she falls asleep in the back of the truck, and the woman wakes up the main girl and woman, and she's like... I'm going to have to drop you off because I'm going another way. She said, okay. And then the main woman goes into the bathroom, like freshen up, go to the toilet and that. And then these other two people walk in and they're talking about something, doesn't really know. So then she quickly like uses keywords that they say and researches it. And it turns out there's like an event for like a TV show.
So yeah, it's like a Star Trek thing. Convention. It's like similar to Star Trek. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's called Sea of Tranquility.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then she goes outside and like pretends to know everyone about it and that she's meant to go there, but she can't. Her rides something went wrong. So because the place where the event is like right beside the wedding. So they're like, okay, we'll give you a ride there then. And then they're like an hour away from the holiday, the wedding place, she gets a call whilst getting the ride there from the bride to tell her not to come because her rating's too low, because she's had so many bad ratings on the way trying to get there. And then the bride was saying, like, I only wanted you to come because it made me look better having someone who's a slightly lower rating, like, but I'm still friends with them.
Yep.
And
she's she says
I ran the simulations and it would have been really good if it had worked out, but it's not going to work anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And then she gets really angry and she's like, well, I'm still coming because she went this far. And then everyone else in the RV is, like, looking at her and... She's like, yeah, I've never seen you, so... So then they kick her off. So then she starts walking again. She starts trying to run to get there, and eventually she finds us. She falls in this bit. She keeps on running all muddy and that, and she finds a quad bike. She uses that to drive to the wedding. Somehow she just knows how to drive a quad, which is pretty random. And also, why would the guy just give her the quad? She then, like, there's high security all over the wedding venue. It's like a private island. And it was saying, like, 4.5 is minimum. Was it 4.5s or 4.0s?
Something like that, yeah.
It was 3.5 was the minimum.
3.5.
Yeah. She had no chance of getting in.
So she couldn't get in. So she had to sneak around the side. She falls in a bit, gets really muddy, even more muddy. And she sneaks in whilst the best man, the groom, just giving his wedding speech.
Yeah, she just looks... She's changed into, like, the maid of honour dress, so she looks really, really, really rough. She's got mud all over her, like, makeup's all down her face. Her hair's like a big bush.
She looks pretty goddamn insane.
Yeah, she looks a little bit mental.
But then after the best man and groom that give the speeches, the husband or the groom's like, look how good this for you. And then the best man's like so excited because he's getting so many high ratings.
Yeah.
And then straight after that, the main comes out and starts beginning her speech. And like the bride wants to get rid of her, but the groom's like, we can't. Because it'll look bad on us if we try like force her out.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So like,
you can tell she's just gone like insane.
But at this point, we see that like she was talking earlier about how like she wants to not be able to look over her shoulder all the time and feel safe and secure. But even these people who are like really high rated feel exactly the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They still do it. So then, but at this point, the main woman just does not care anymore. She's just saying whatever she wants. Starts swearing during the speech. Starts like slating the bride.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone starts giving her one star ratings, everyone there. But she doesn't really care. And then she just starts crying whilst giving the speech because she realises that the ratings are just over for her. She goes insane. And eventually she gets arrested.
Grabs a knife.
Yeah, she grabs a knife when they come up to try and take her away first. And she's like, get back.
Yeah.
Eventually they trip her up and arrest her. Everyone just constantly one star rating her.
She's continuing her speech, like, as a security drag her out.
Yeah. And she's, like, taken into, like, this little, like, prison or jail. And she's gets the eye thing taken out of her eye.
Yeah.
The rating thing.
Yeah, she tries to use it, but she can't find it.
Yeah, because then she goes in the cell. And, like, well, she goes in first and tries to use it, yeah, and she breaks down because she can't, because it's been taken out. And then there's a man sitting in another cell. And he's just staring at her. And then she's like, what are you staring at? And then they just both start, like, insulting each other as much as they can. But like, they're so happy when they're doing it.
Because they're just both over it. Like, they don't even care about it.
And they finally feel free. Like, they can just say whatever they want without feeling scared about it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they're finally free.
They're letting all their anger out, even though they've obviously just met each other. They've got nothing bad to say about them, really, but...
Yeah.
Now's their chance.
Got all the relief.
Let all the insults go. Like, yeah, actually speak what they think.
Exactly.
And then it just kind of... cuts in between those two, like, laughing and making fun of each other, and then that's it.
Yeah. Okay.
Right, yeah, so then that's it. Just kind of cuts to an end. She seems quite happy at the end, to be fair. She kind of went insane, but relieved, I think. Relieved's a good word. Yeah. She doesn't have to care anymore.
And that was it.
Yeah. So, like, she's, like, throughout the whole episode, everyone's so fake. Like they're it's all surface level interactions. It seems like they're talking over text, not in real life. They're never actually having any depth to their conversation.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they all seem really removed.
Everyone talks to each other like how they comment on their friends' posts.
Yeah,
exactly. It's all like very surface level, as you said before, that they're looking up things because they don't really know anything about each other. They're just looking up things to talk about.
Yeah,
everyone only really cares about themselves in this world because and they that have
up
to.
Up until we meet this person called, well, I can't remember her name, but the truck driver lady, who is over it, doesn't care anymore. She's just doing her thing.
Yeah.
And she seems to be, like, happy and, like, she's, like, wise and knows what she's talking about.
She seems like the most genuinely happy person there.
Yeah. Up until, like, at the very end where we see... Because we see a few glimpses of her, the main woman, being happy, seeing, like, when she sees the... like, what she thinks she wants. Like, the... in the home, but then as she leaves, we see like her disappear from the hologram, and it's just it's left with an empty space there waiting for the next person to come along. So it's so manufactured.
Yeah.
Everyone's just fake. nothing's as it is.
Yeah, but when you're talking about like, oh, imagine if this was real, but there's this thing like to an extent like it is real.
Yeah, like the social classes and stuff, that's the critique.
Yeah.
With social class and social media.
That's true, because, like, people that are, like, more wealthy will get, obviously, better healthcare and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or people who are... It's the rich get richer analogy. Like, they can keep themselves consistently high.
Yeah.
Mm. Like, it's a direct criticism of capitalism in general. Like...
Yeah.
If I just try really hard and... tighten my bootstraps and whatever, and like really work at it, I'll be able to make it. But she slips up once, and then she falls into the dirt, and everyone's like, "Well, it's your own fault."
Yeah.
I'm, yeah. in reality, she was like, the harder she worked within that rating system, the worse it actually ended up turning out for her.
Yeah.
Because she just ended up getting screwed over by everyone.
Yeah. She tries so hard and fits in with it all. But like her brother talks about how she wasn't always like that. She was normal.
Yeah. And like, well, because he seems pretty normal.
Yeah. He seems like, well, he's like a 3.9 and he's only 3.3 short less than her and he doesn't care.
Yeah, that's true.
But once again, though, that's like a representation of life because like when you're a kid, obviously no one cares about that.
Yeah.
He's not a kid though. He's an adult.
No. Yeah, no. But like when he's like when he said you never used to care about it, because when no one would ever care about it when you're a kid, and then there's some people who would get when you actually start to grow up, some people get so invested in it while others wouldn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Other people know how to find their final happiness.
It kind of makes you consider like how long the whole thing lasted, how has like existed in this world, because like the woman talks about it as if like she's put it well past her. The woman, the truck driver woman.
Yeah.
She's put it well past, and she used to care about it for so long. So like has it been going for like 20 years, 30 years?
Yeah, it must
like
have been a long
in some
time.
Form or another. Obviously not over phones, but like in some form in this world.
Yeah.
And then obviously we see this guy right at the end. We don't know anything about him, but he's just like meant to be like a mirror for the main character to bounce off of. In the same way, like at the start, she's using a mirror to like look into herself and see nothing. Like she's making up. She's pretending to laugh, looking at her score, and then she's like looking and seeing herself in this guy.
Yeah.
And the stranger who we don't ever see again.
It's cool, like, obviously they won't go on it because there's just episodes, but it'd be interesting to see if that rating system was like that all over the world or if it was just in specific places.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of scary because, like, it isn't... She goes to the headquarters of this apps thing. Like she's looking to better herself through the app. So it kind of implies that this corporation runs...
The world
to some extent.
Yeah.
It's not like a government run thing. Mm-hmm. Just, and if you want like a more direct comparison, there's a thing in China which absolutely exists in real life. It's called social credit, where like you can, everything you do is rated by the government, and you are like, you're rated, you have a number, I think it's 1 in 10 or something, you have a number that like dictates if you are eligible for loans, if you can get a mortgage, if you can do this. We have the same kind of system here.
You have like bank ratings and that.
But it's a more like direct thing. It's like if you aren't, you can't live in a certain neighborhood, you can't live within 50 miles of a certain neighborhood or something if you're not high enough rank. You have to live in a block, like a tenement. You only get certain jobs if you're on a certain rank, and it's like way you can pull yourself out of that situation because you can't make the money or get the score to get out of that situation.
It was almost like that episode in real life.
Aye.
What the hell?
Because obviously we have stuff like, all these kind of your special little numbers that dictate like what your future will be.
Yeah, but it's like you have that now, and not in literal like a score, but it's like, and if you met some sort of people, you know, like people would look at like the education you came from or like what religion you are, and they would judge you before they even know you.
Exactly. Yeah, it's like this is like just like a very boiled down version of that. Like, it's a numerical value to tell you how much you're worth to people. And people do. We see in the show that she ignores people that are too low. Like, she ignores the guy who then drops below the 2.5 threshold. They can't get into work. He's in the 2.3 or something. And he's like, please, let's. I want to just go to work and make money. But she just ignores him.
No, I was like, just help the guy.
But no one's gonna know. And everyone's like, oh no, you can't help. It's like, it's you look around and it's shameful in the way that like it's almost like people look around each other and say like, oh, it's shameful for you to like have pity on some people. Obviously that's not the way most people think, but some people do.
Some people definitely do.
In positions of power, it's like it's not cool to like treat people like they're your equals when they're not.
Yeah.
They'll think that like they're better when they're not.
It is like, I think like it's obviously like it's quite a deliberate metaphor what it is, the whole episode, but like I feel like it is quite heavy handed, and like it's not subtle in what it's doing in the least.
Yeah.
Because like here is exactly the metaphor I'm making spell out for me.
It was quite nice because a lot of episodes don't have metaphors like that, so or don't have as big a metaphor as that.
I agree with what you said before, like it would be interesting to see like how this world functions, like the mechanics of the world, because every scene we see in the whole episode the same characters in,
Exactly.
And it's cool to see it from her perspective, because you see that the highs and the lows and the middle kind of area.
Yeah.
But we don't see, like, and obviously all these normal people who are, it looks like they're people just living normal lives and they don't really care that much about the score.
Yeah.
But for some people, it's like hyper important.
Yeah.
Everything they do.
Maybe that's in the same way, like, it's also a critique of like influencer culture and stuff. People want to get their subscriber counts up, their follows up, their likes.
They'll do anything for it. But yeah. It's just nothing though. You just die and it's like, what have I done with that? That was my life. It's nothing. Yeah. It didn't mean anything. There's no point.
This number on the screen. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why she's like, she makes the false equivalency. Like, if I can get my number up high enough, then I will be happy. But
it won't.
The same way people are like, if I can make enough money, then I'll be happy. Yeah, but you have to find your happiness elsewhere. Yeah. Like happiness elsewhere.
Money can't buy happiness, it can only rent it.
Ooh, I like it. I like that, Craig. That's cool.
Yeah, saw that. I can't remember. I saw that. A book, I think.
You should have said you came up with it. Pff, yeah, I made that up.
Oh, I don't know. I wouldn't be that. I wouldn't just say, quote thing to just say it. Just.
Right. Having money ain't everything, not having it is.
That's quite a good one.
Yeah. I think it's Kanye West, but I don't think it's his actual quote. He just re-quoted that. But it's an interesting episode. I remember when it came out, I was quite disappointed because I was like really excited for like a bigger budget kind of thing, but I didn't think it delivered in the same way. It's not as high concept. Like this, as I said before, like this kind of stuff does exist in the real world, and it's like not as interesting a concept as it could have been, I think.
Yeah.
We've seen the episode, like, well, we watched White Bear, for example, where, like, a woman gets put in a prison, essentially, but it's, like, a town, and she's tormented through that, and it's, like, a very creative way to look at incarceration in general.
Yeah.
But whereas this is, like, it's so, such a direct metaphor.
Yeah.
There's no, like, there's no pretense to it. It's not, like, it's all...
You know exactly.
There's no layers to it. It's just, like, this is the surface level thing, and it's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was good. I enjoyed it.
But, and also, that's the, has that not been the, almost the mockery of, not the mockery, the critique of when it moved over to Netflix, when they were making it? Because it was, they tried to make it more appealing to an American audience. I'm not mocking anyone from America.
No, yeah, definitely. No, but, yeah, like, I think maybe it is a bit safe as a first entry, because they're trying to, like, make it as broad as possible.
Yeah. Whereas everyone else who'd seen the last two seasons, like, they knew it was so, like, complex. If the Americans watched it the first time, it was like, I'm not going to watch this. This is too much to think about.
Yeah. It's weird because the very first episode is, like, of Black Mirror altogether. It's, like, a political thriller.
Yeah.
That, like, there's very little technology in it, but, like, I really like that one.
Yeah. I haven't seen it yet. It's on the Prime Minister.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I watched very that cool one, but I don't really remember it.
Well, we'll make our way through them all eventually, maybe.
Yeah.
Imagine that, like, 10 years down the line, we watch all of them, just from watching them piece by piece.
Yeah. Yeah, once every month or whatever we're doing it.
Yeah.
Not even that, it's more than that. Once every 2 months, 2.5 months.
Yeah.
It's funny. Wait, do you want to do our ratings?
Yeah.
Yeah, so ratings.
Go for it.
I'm going to give it... six point five. I'll change it to 6, actually.
What do you think,
okay,
Louise?
Solid 6.
I'll give it a 6.5.
6.5. I like it. I'm gonna give this one, oh my god, I'm gonna give it a 5.7.
Whoa!
Which is my lowest one so far.
Ever.
Yeah. Our combined scores, like, I still have the highest combined score, so I'm the most generous overall.
Wow.
And Craig, you have the lowest combined score, so you're the least generous.
I do.
Yeah, well, that boy rates some 4s, some 3s, maybe.
He threw out a 4 there. That kind of messed up his average.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my god. Well, right. That was fun, though. I do like talking about Black Mirror. It's kind of like, even if like it is not our favourite episode to talk about. Like, it still
there's always something to talk about, and it's nice. It's swift. It flows pretty well, always.
Yeah, it's good because they're not too long as well, so it just is good nice flow. To talk about. Yeah.
Aye. Right, we'll come back after a break, have a little question thing. See you soon.
There you go.
Fine, go ahead.
Right, guys, welcome back. Today, we've just done a movie review, so now you know what time it is? It's time for questions. The question I've got for you guys is, what do you if it was a rainy day, what is your go-to option? You can't go outside. What do you choose to do for the day?
I can't go outside because I might go for a walk in the rain.
Can't. Stuck inside.
There's a witch who cursed me.
Yeah, you're right. What's the first thing you're like, right, I want to do this today then?
Sit and play games all day like I normally do.
I like it. Louise, what you got?
I'd make some brownies and then watch a film.
Might probably play PlayStation as well. Right, guys, one more question.
I would watch a film. If it was me and Poppy together, we would watch a film. We would watch some TV. Yeah.
Fair.
Maybe now watch some reality TV.
Cook some dinner.
Now what I got for you guys. You have to play a board game. What board game are you playing? Go.
Secret Hitler.
Fair. Secret is fun, but you need the numbers for it.
Five bodies. Secret. Not too many.
What would you play, Craig?
Fun game.
A secret is very fun. I might play Monopoly, though.
Nah, that's far too long. Far Monopoly too long.
Monopoly gets boring real quick. As soon as you're not in the top two people, you're like, this is so boring.
Oh my gosh. I don't even know anymore. I've not played it in ages.
What is this, a capitalism simulator?
Oh my gosh.
See, it's so much more fun in a game than it is in real life.
Oh, yeah.
Because after that you can just be like, okay, that was a fun game.
Yeah, that was
a fun
game.
Your life.
Okay, I'm stuck like this now.
Right. Guys.
You got another one?
That's right. Well, one more question for you then.
Oh, okay.
What's your go-to utensil, a fork or a spoon?
Fork.
A fork?
Yeah, probably a fork.
Most of the time when I eat dinner or whatever, I just won't get a knife and just use a fork for everything.
I just cut it with the fork.
Craig, you just use your hands.
No, but I just like a karate chop something to cut it in half.
Bruce Lee, just cut it in half. I will now cut this chicken nugget in half. You just slice it.
Oh my god.
And you're like, oh, this is gonna go everywhere, and I just slice straight to the table.
If you cut through all the bricks, you stack up all the chicken nuggets. Just cut through them all.
Go straight to the mall.
I kind of want a chicken nugget now you said that.
I've had chicken nugget 8 years, I think.
I had a 20 nuggets last week.
Was it good?
Yum.
See it for the catch-up, Sean.
Oh yeah, creaky. Sean. Right, you ready for my question?
Yeah, let's go.
3, 2, 1. Do you think that Lucky is a dog or a cat's name?
Dog.
Dog.
Dog, thank you. Do you think that Star is a dog or a cat's name?
Cat.
Yeah, cat.
Cat. Wow, we all agree!
I only said that because Stu's dog's called Lucky.
I know, that's because I would think that, and then Chloe was like, no, Lucky's a cat's name, and I was like, it's just not.
If I give you some names, and you tell me what you think your dog or cat?
Okay.
Okay.
Buster.
Dog.
Dog.
Mittens.
Cat.
Stinky.
Cat.
What about Craig?
A dog.
What about Sean, then?
A dog.
What
about Louise?
I'd say a cat,
yeah.
I think maybe just because you think that male names are for dogs and female names are for girls, for cats.
Nah, there's some, like Hannah, I call a dog Hannah.
What about Levi?
That's a cat.
That's a dog.
What about Toyota?
I'd say that's a dog.
A dog.
What about Warzone?
Might be I don't call anyone really. What's your dog?
Martin McFly.
A cat.
A cat. Come yeah. on, fly. What about Doc for an animal? Doc.
Cat.
Cat.
What about Mr. Cuddles?
A dog.
Cat.
What about gonna be your fat oldish. Ass?
A what?
Fat ass.
That's a cat.
That'll do for now.
You get those cats that are just like fluff balls. They're just like, can't really move. There's so much fluff.
Fat ass. Get over here, fat ass.
Have you got another question, Sean?
I've got a question. Okay. Who is your favourite actor?
No!
Or an actor you enjoy?
Okay, Leonardo DiCaprio.
Leonardo DiCaprio, he's a good actor. He's a good bloody good actor. He's a good
favorite
boy.
Favourite actor?
What do you think, Craig? Great question, isn't it? Makes you think.
I like Christian Bale.
Bale's good.
Like Chris Pratt as well. That's a bit of a weird
Chris Pratt's
one.
A bit of a funny, wacky boy. I think he was better in the Parks and Rec days
yeah,
than he is now.
I think he was.
He was better when he was fat. Better when he was a big chungus.
He has one of the greatest improvised lines ever when he said,
it says you have internet connectivity
yeah,
error.
Like someone's really ill, and it's like, I'll Google it. It's like, it says you have internet connection error.
Yeah.
Thought of that on the spot.
Very funny. It's I quite like watching people film sitcoms and stuff because they just like they have like a loose framework of what they're gonna say and they just try and make each other laugh by saying like random things on top of it.
Yeah,
it's fun. I would say my favorite actor, thanks for asking, is goodness gracious. I should have actually thought of this before I just started speaking, shouldn't I? A proper Craig move. Oh God. What should I say? Oh, I'm thinking out loud. Oh, no. I really like Donald Glover in Community. I think he's very funny.
He's very funny, yeah.
I
do like Steve Carell as well, I must admit.
Steve Carell's funny, yeah. Steve Carell, like, in The Office, he's just really good.
Anchorman, where he plays, is it Frick or Brick?
Brick, yeah.
And they're like the fights, and it's like, Brick, where'd you get a hand grenade? I don't know.
I don't know. I killed 5 people. What? See, when you in the office, what character would you say you are?
Well, that's a good question.
And you can't say Jim.
Yeah, no.
Or Pam. You can't say Jim or Pam. Would say I'm kind of. I was gonna say Gabe, but that's such an insult. I'm like a Michael. I'm a kind of a wacky boy, but at the same time, I probably think I'm a Michael, but I'm probably an Andy.
Guys, have I not been speaking for ages?
Yes.
My mic's been on mute.
Shot, that's such a good question.
Who would you be, Louise?
I was just saying, I've only seen 2 episodes of The Office. So, oh my gosh, I wonder how long that I've been speaking and not even realised that I've been on mute. Oh,
I'm sorry.
That's not your fault. But, yeah, I've only seen 2 episodes, so I'm not too sure.
I don't know. What's your favourite sitcom then, Louise?
I think I say Stanley.
I don't watch sitcoms.
Stanley. Who would you say you are in The Simpsons?
I don't know.
And you can't say Lisa?
In fact, when I'm... Sorry, I'm just still thinking about this. When I'm working, I'm definitely I'm Stanley.
Which one's Stanley?
And shove it up your butt. That's his classic line.
I'm there for a reason. Get me bored whenever you're.
Wait, let me have a look. Yeah, he's a good one.
It's like pretzel day or whatever he says, like a pretzel day. My favorite day of the year. Yeah, I always think that I'm in Parks and Rec. I'm definitely Ben.
I'm definitely in Friends. Andy in Parks and Rec, I've been called that before.
In Friends, I'm definitely like a Chandler.
I haven't even seen Friends properly. I've seen a couple episodes,
neither.
But...
In like 2.5 Men. I can't tell you anything about the character in 2.5 Men.
I've seen it before. Just see that you're the kid.
In Futurama, I'm definitely like a Fry.
Yeah, fair. So sure, you
can take a list of all these different.
If you're the only one who's seen Friends, in all honesty, is it worth watching now?
I think a show of that length is good to watch at any time, because it's like you get invested in the characters no matter what. Even if you don't like it, you're like, cool, I get it. But there's some kind of stuff that I don't really like that much about it. But it's still, I rate it. I'd probably say it's still like an 8 out of 10.
Fair.
Like if I was to put like, if I say like Big Bang Theory is like a 3 out of 10. And I don't know, Parks and Rec is like a 9 out of 10.
3 out of 10 for Big Bang Theory?
Yeah, Bing Bong Theory.
Oh my gosh.
I don't like that show. I really hate laugh tracks in shows.
I don't really watch like many things like that, really.
What'd you rate Modern Family?
I do like Modern Family. I give that like an 8 as well. I'd say that's like on par with Friends.
I give it a 7.
What about the middle?
Probably about like a 6.
5.
Really? That's quite low, Craig.
I put The Simpsons as a 10. In its peak, Simpsons is a 10.
Yeah, I think Modern Family though, I think a lot of it I didn't saw it later on, but I started to get bored of it. But there's so many, like Phil has some really great, him and Luke have some really great moments.
Yeah, Phil's so good. And he's the best character, definitely.
Yeah.
The bit where he just brings back an alpaca. It was just the most, no context. And I just remember it being so funny. I don't know why.
Very good.
Because you're a child.
It's weird, because all the kids now are obviously like, in their teens. Oh, it's still finished, but like, it only finished last year. Yeah. But like, the kids are all like, in their 20s.
Yeah, it's weird. Well, apart from Molly, she's
so
a teenager.
Weird.
It's very weird. But like, that's what happens. Time. Got you.
I probably want to end it though, all too old. I mean, how old is Jay? Late 80s.
Like 70. No, he's older than 70s.
That. Surely he's older than that.
I'd be surprised.
I'm going to Google it. What's his name?
I'm going to go right now. Don't do it.
Don't
first
do
result
it.
Was Jay Modern Family Death. And I was like, oh no.
Oh my gosh.
He's 74.
He's only 74. I thought it was way older than that.
No,
I'm sorry, Shane.
No, don't be so silly.
Oh, that was a good show.
It went for 11 years. I remember on, that in the middle started 1 week apart.
It's on Netflix,
really?
Now.
Yeah, I saw that actually. I used to quite like watching it. Oh my goodness gracious. Well, have you ever seen Seinfeld?
No, I heard it's like the original.
It's really good. I've seen the first some of it. It's funny. It's good.
It's just kind of like the original Always Sunny. That's what I've heard.
Have you seen Community?
No.
Yes.
Who would you say you are in Community? I'm in our bed, I think.
I'm in a bed.
I'm in a bed. That's it, yeah.
I'd say I'm
in a bed.
I think I'd probably be a Troy.
Yeah, I mean, we can be Troy in our bed. Troy in our bed in the morning.
Troy Bolton.
Yeah, actually it is. No, it's not. It's Troy Barnes. Troy Bolton's from High School Musical.
High School
Community's really good.
Community's really good. You should watch it on Netflix. It's actually phenomenal.
Apparently the paintball episodes were filmed by different directors.
Yeah, they're both filmed by the people who directed the Infinity War and Endgame.
Really? That's so cool. They're my favourite episodes, to be honest. I love them.
Yeah, I like the Floor is Lava episode, the Pillow Fort episode.
Yeah.
There's 3 paintball episodes, all very good. Very funny, very, very weird and wacky. I just love it
so much.
It's
so weird. It gets so weird the further it goes in. Apart from the last season where it gets a bit meh, but...
There's some good stuff. Season 4 is the worst season, definitely.
Fair.
There's 6 seasons. And the mantra they always say throughout the show is 6 seasons in a movie, but will they ever get a movie? Who knows, Louise? What do you think?
Yeah.
Cool, thanks. Right, that's going to do it for our
question
segment.
Catch up time! that's going to be the audio for it. Though.
Catch up time!
Right guys, on. I'm just going to go for it. Got 5 guys on the weekend. My milk. I've got a double bacon cheeseburger, fries.
Obviously. What did you get on the burger, though? You have to tell us what you got on it.
Everything. No, that. Yeah, everything.
Even mustard.
I think so.
There's much weirder things on it than that. Even mustard.
Jalapenos.
Then, guys, hear about this milkshake.
Okay.
Peanut butter, salted caramel with bacon bits and whipped cream.
Did you get malted milk?
No.
It wasn't Craig, you have to get malted milk.
I could see it on the option.
And Craig wondered why his was so expensive.
It was expensive, but I haven't bought one in a lot.
That'd be £20 on £20.
It was about £16.
That was more than that.
No, it wasn't.
17.
What size of fries did you get, sorry?
Small.
And you got Cajun or normal?
Cajun.
Cajun, but I wish I got normal.
Cajun's better.
No, normal's better.
I like normal.
Cajun with mayo. Beautiful.
Maybe. Cajun with mayo would be
maybe I'll need to try them.
But yeah, you've never tried them before. You're like, crap. They're crap.
I've had them. I've had them, but like 2 years ago.
I want a Five Guys now.
Why don't you get one? Week,
Craig?
Actually, yes, guys. So, got the flat yesterday. My flatmate's moved in. Mm-hmm. I'm moving in tomorrow. But then yesterday, because he set up the Wi-Fi, so I was like, right, I'll set up the gas electric. So I did it online. But then when I submitted it off, I realised that my flat number wasn't there for some reason. It was just the building address, but not the actual flat number.
Oh.
So then I tried to phone them last night. They weren't there because it was only 7 o'clock at night. They'd been shut. So I had to get up 8 this morning.
Wow.
Phone
them. Yeah. You actually got a medal.
I phoned them, talked to a woman first. Then I had to go sit on. She was like, okay, I transferred somewhere else. I had to sit, listen to the same song for half an hour. Try to stay awake. Then eventually I got to this woman and I had to sort of do it all over again. And I sorted it, but it was absolute palaver.
My lord. At least it's done now.
Oh, the stress was getting to me.
At least you didn't have to drive to Dundee, so that's fine.
Yeah. Go up tomorrow though, but I'm only going to stay for like 5 days, then I'm back here again. Why?
Back and better than ever.
Because I quite like the home cooked meals, I'm not going to lie. I'm having some lamb today and I'm quite excited to eat it.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Anything else happened to the old Krogster? I feel like something else has happened, but maybe it hasn't.
Cool.
The Last of Us came out. I've been playing that. It's been quite a lot of fun.
What would you rate it out of 10?
I'm going to wait till I finish it.
What is it so far? Is it on an upper scale? Upper end?
I'd say about 7. 7.5.
Oh
six,
my god, that's brutal.
Nah. 7.8. No, I wouldn't. 7.8. Yeah.
7.8, so...
Compared to the list for the sake of reference, games.
7.8, so you'd say it was exactly the same goodness as Fractured, the movie?
No. Okay.
Oh, my lord.
No, I'll give it an 8.5 then.
Okay, so you say exactly the same goodness as... Or slightly less good than...
Because there's so many tens. So many tens for single-player games.
God of War. Bang. 10.
God of War, Fallout New Vegas for me.
Yeah.
Skyrim.
Red Dead 1.
Yeah, Red Dead 1. I wouldn't say Red Dead 2. Red Dead 1, though.
But Red Dead 2 is not good.
It's not as good. I really like Mafia 2, but it might be nostalgia.
Me too, I like that.
Yeah, I remember you used to drive around it. That was funny. You must have been so young.
Yeah.
It's a really good story.
Must have been like a wee gal.
And that's it. Fallout New Vegas, though. Oh, love it.
Stupendous.
Just amazing.
Luis, do you think you'll ever get like a Nintendo Switch or something? I think you might like something like that.
Don't know.
I mean,
don't I really have the money, ATM?
It's only $200.
Only?
Nah, if plus you want Facebook, per if you game. Facebook Marketplace, you can get it for less.
You can get the Switch Lite as well, sorry.
So this
week, I've not been up to anything too crazy. Got a... McDonald's. I've been working at McDonald's, obviously, so I've been making some manis. I got a 20 nuggets after work one day, and I was like, this is good, but then I regretted it after I ate it.
Why?
Like,
yeah, I'm so full.
I actually wasn't even that full. I just felt horrible, like, in myself. I wasn't even that full. I could have ate more.
Yeah.
But that's not a good sign.
Yeah, probably not.
And then this week I've just been working. Poppy's been working as well, so I've not been able to spend a crazy amount of time with her, which is a shame, but we're just trying to do our thing. So one of our buddies...
Is Poppy off as well?
Yeah, but she's obviously was just on a night shift, so she's a bit sleepy today.
Yeah.
But we're going to be chilling like a villain. And Poppy's family's going to come up on Saturday. That'll be fun.
That's see them good. For a bit.
That's Saturday and Sunday, because they're allowed to stay over in hotels and stuff now, so.
Are they open, hotels?
Yeah.
Oh.
I went to Costco. That's where you phoned me, Louise. I was in Costco.
Yeah, I know, because I looked on Snap Maps and Poppy was in Costco. I was like, the shopping. Ooh.
But we spent like £90 worth of stuff in there. Very tasty. We bought some mac and cheese, little mac and cheese, little fried things.
Oh, nice.
Coming batter. Very nice. We got chicken strips. Very nice. We bought a massive like chicken creamy pasta thing. We ate that in 2 days. Very nice.
Yum.
As I said, we spent like £90, but it was worth every penny.
Worth it.
Worth it. There's obviously no samples in there anymore, which is a shame, but
oh, yeah.
That was one of the highlights of it before. The Costco in Edinburgh is better because you get to go to IKEA as well. It's a 1-2 punch. Go to IKEA for breakfast, go around there, and go across to Costco. Costco, and then go around there, get some little samples to wet your whistle, and then get a big slice of pizza on the way out.
Imagine that you could just pay like a fiver and you're just allowed just to live in there for a night with all the food in it as well.
And you could just live, you could hide in there.
You could hide in there.
Nah. I don't know if I'd enjoy that.
So what's the chat room challenge? We're spending a night in Costco.
24 hours in Costco, guys!
I couldn't.
24-hour prank. We totally pranked the security guard. We totally trashed the store.
No.
We totally killed this guy's family. Prank.
Just a prank. You're in court, like, the father crying at you. You got any last words? Prank. Just a prank.
It was all a prank. Bring out their family that's been dead for 15 years. It was all a prank. We totally got you. I've been on death for over 15 years, but I totally got you. Got him.
No.
Got him. My favorite Mexican place opened back up, so I want to get a burrito from there.
I got Taco Bell.
Phenomenal. A Taco Bell? Ah, yes, Taco Bell.
It was okay.
You didn't get the what I asked you. I told you to get though. You didn't get the.
You know, told me after I went.
Yeah, well, time travel crate. You never heard of it?
God. You got a flux capacitor. God.
88.8 gigawatts or whatever it is.
You can get it on, what did I say? When I mixed eBay and Bebo last time.
Ebo.
Ebo. Get it on Ebo.
Yeah, so like, but I've also decided that I'm going to try and eat better because I've been kind of in my lockdown pig vibe, but now I'm going to be a better man.
Okay.
Since I came home, lost a lot of weight.
A lot.
Is that you then?
I've been that as well, but not really. Nothing too crazy.
Nice.
I also got a Warzone win, Sean.
Oh, hooray. I got a Warzone win as well.
Thanks, I got Pete, 10.
Teammate. Yeah, Louise got 10 actually. Louise plays squads, but she plays no fill. So she just does 1 against 4 and she actually always wins. Yeah.
Louise was actually playing Warzone last week.
Yeah, you're reeking.
I wasn't reeking. I just had some buco.
From buco?
You said it's
just had some. I just had some buco.
Some, aha, pardon the pun.
Some bad. Pun.
What about you, Louise? What did you do up this week? Apart from all the 10 wins.
Just, you know, chilling like a villain. I went to Long Nidri one night to see the sunset and we missed it.
How long was it?
How long was what?
Nidri.
Oh!
Got him!
Really was thinking about that. And I saw lots of crabs were crawling all around me. I was like, this is kind of weird. And then I went to... I saw Abby and Megan the other day. We just caught up in our cars, you know? Keeping the distance. And
then they went to go and say hi, and you said, get away from me.
Yeah, I ran from the hills. Yeah, I've not been up too much, to be honest with you.
That's fair dues.
I pretty want to get back to work, but pretty much haven't been contacted yet, so yeah.
Very cool, I like it.
Thanks.
Right, is that it for this week?
Yes, oi.
Yes, wait, nice little podcast.
Craig, you do your...
Right, guys, so go hit some of the socials, please. Questions, comments, criticisms, reviews, anything you want to say, anything at all. Anything you want to do. You want to be a guest? Just email us. We might even let you on. So our email is swanstonpodcast@outlook.com.
Mm-hmm.
And our Instagram is swanston_chatroom.
Yeah.
And our Twitter is swanson_chat.
Yes.
Yep, don't use Twitter anymore, but yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Twitter's not really got used. just
YouTube.
Keep on promoting us, guys.
Sponsoring chat room.
Yeah, YouTube sponsoring chat room. Another video will come out at some point. Don't know.
Nice.
Of course,
really
keep your eyes
top.
Keep your eyes glued to the Instagram, because there's gonna be so many polls there as well.
Exactly, the polls is where it's popping off right now, so make sure you're on that game.
Exactly.
Yeah. Nice.
Right, so Louise, what are we doing next week? Play us out.
So next week is one that changing things up a bit, going a wee bit. Well, not really. We've kind of watched a few creepy films. 3, 2, 1. Are you ready?
Ready.
Hereditary.
Oh, oh my god!
I've actually not
oh
seen it.
Oh my god!
I've never seen it.
I've only seen it once, and I really want to watch it again. New to Netflix, guys. Very cool, weird, very scary, spooky horror film.
If you're not watching it, then it means you're a scaredy cat. How about that, viewers?
Yeah. What are you,
oh
a fear?
Oh my
a fear
god! You can't say that.
Right, guys. That's gonna do it.
Yeah.
Smell you later.
Bye.
Bye.